All right, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. You want to send in yours.
All right, John, let's start with this first one. Excuse me. When can I stop paying? Dear John, I recently started seeing this girl I met on the apps, and we've hit it off great. She's funny, cool, and actually looks like her pictures. We've been on 3 dates so far. A dinner, ice skating, and a movie night back in my place, if you know what I mean. Oh. For each of them, I foot the bill, including the movie we rented plus takeout. I know as a guy I'm expected to pay and have no issue with it, but until when? How long do I continue paying, and how do I bring it up without becoming kind of off-putting?
Until you die.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Get used to it. It's just, call it old school, whatever. I don't care. It's if you, unless she offers or she says, hey, let's go here and this one is on me, or I'm going to treat, or let's go Dutch, whatever. That's part of your responsibility, I believe. And it's, trust me, the bills are only going to get higher the further down the road this goes. That's just how I would operate.
Well, I'm glad you said it first, because I do agree with you. I mean, I do think things have changed a lot lately. I don't know, I haven't been on a date in a long time, but I do think things are a little different where the females are offering to pay as well or split the bill. I think that's kind of changing a little bit. Also, maybe when you're like really serious, you guys are living together, you've kind of like intermixed your lives. But then typically when you're married, your money is intermixing as well. So maybe it'd be a little different.
If it gets more serious, it's a conversation you have to have regarding finances.
Sure.
It's one that you have to have before. I don't know if you want to have it before, maybe you do, before you pop the question. Like, all of these things need to be discussed because they become major issues when you are married.
Yes.
I do think it's a gray area the longer it goes. The first date's obviously the guy's going to has to pay for it. Second, third. Yeah, he's still kind of in the early courting stages of this. At some point, though, she's working. She should offer. Like, that's a good gesture at some point to offer. If you've been taken out on 5, 10, 15 dates, hey, I got this one, or I'll pick up the ice cream or something, right?
But if you're in that position, are you going to say, hey, this is your turn?
I got you now.
Awkward, right?
You pay.
Right.
It's awkward.
I think you wait for her to approach the subject. And at that point, if she cares, like if this is a real relationship, at
she'll
some
offer.
Point, she'll,
yes. Yeah. That might be your giveaway. Like, hey, if she's not as into this as you are, that could be one of the tells.
It depends on the type of individual you're looking for as well. Do you want somebody that is just looking to be provided for, or do you want an independent, strong individual? Mm-hmm. And that independent, strong individual is going to say, you know what? Hey, you don't have to continue to take me out. We can do this together.
Sending a message. Dear John, the last time we got some snow, I came home from work to find my sidewalk and driveway had already been plowed.
Oh, wow.
When I got inside, I thanked my wife. She said she didn't do it. The neighbor did it along with his own space. I said, sweet, less work for us. But she was embarrassed and thinks he was sending a message because I didn't do it quick enough. For context, the snow fell overnight. I was running late for work and was going to do it when I got home. Was I really too slow? Or do I have the best neighbor ever?
You might have the best neighbor ever. It sounds like this is, you know, maybe a little bit new to the neighborhood, or maybe your neighbor's new to the neighborhood and they were just doing something nice. I think maybe a plate of cookies, just a little thank you, recognizing that he did it, because then all of a sudden you can gauge the reaction, the personal reaction of, oh, well, he was actually doing this because he was nice. Or you'll be able to gauge the reaction of, you know, maybe you should be doing this a little earlier.
I think he was doing it to be nice.
I was actually, question for you guys.
Yeah.
This morning when I left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I actually left a little bit early. I was up, just ready to go. I walked out. I saw it snowed more. We're new to the neighborhood. I wanted to shovel.
Okay.
Would it have been too early to be making the noise? Because shoveling is not a quiet affair. I mean, I'm not going to fire up the snowblower. Would it have been too early to shovel the driveway?
I don't think so.
I left at just before 4 o'clock.
It's too early, but you have to do it. So it's understandable. You can't be mad at you.
Yeah, I didn't know there was rules to shoveling. Well, I would say go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. But for this snow, I would say use a broom.
Oh, we had a lot of snow.
What's up? You got 4 or 5 inches, Heather?
No, but more.
That's a lot of snow.
No, but I meant more than if
I've used a broom with like 2 inches and just go.
If it's not a wet snow. No, this one, our driveway would have required a shovel. I'm not going to use a broom on it.
Are you just not a broomer? Is that not manly enough?
I don't know that I've ever. I mean, maybe I got out the. Could I have gotten out the blower?
Oh, you're not a broomer. You're a blower.
Heather, the next one's rebellious daughter.
Okay, yes, rebellious daughter. So, dear John, my daughter and I have been fighting a lot since I divorced her mom. She's at that age range where everything sets her off. The latest battle centers around the fact that I went to Michigan. She started wearing OSU gear around the house and celebrated their national championship like she was a lifelong fan. She tells me she wants to apply to the Ohio State University. I actually don't mind if she goes, but I think just doing it in spite of me is a bad reason to pick a college. How should I handle this?
Here is the bill for your share of the heat. Here's your cell phone bill. Here is your part of rent for the mortgage. And if you want to go to, you know, the Ohio State, get a job.
So if one of your kids wanted to go there, you'd make them pay their way as opposed to helping the other kids out?
It all depends on the reason. If they're simply doing it because they're mad at me, first of all, that's a very poor decision to make. They're showing poor decisions. So how do you teach a kid how to make better decisions? You put some responsibility on them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This last one, naked and unafraid. And I, full disclosure, this was not sent to us. I saw this on TikTok, but I need to get John's reaction.
Okay.
So it's written, dear John, I play beer league hockey. It's co-ed. And we have one woman on the team. She's a good player. She's a good hang. Last Saturday after the game, we're peeling off our gear, hopping in the shower, and she walks into the bathroom. Not just to say goodnight, she proceeds to shower with us, fully nude, like it's nothing. Safe to say the boys were caught off guard. No idea where to look. By the way, she's 27, athletic, and frankly, quite attractive. Am I weird for thinking this was a wild move? Let me know. I'm still processing this.
It seems a little bit on the wild side, yes. I know everybody wants to be comfortable with all these things. I would not be comfortable with that. I'm sure you're talking about some married men in there as well. I think their wives probably would not be comfortable with them showering in a locker room with another woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you look? So that's always the, you know, like, you're not looking. As to begin with, if it's right. A bunch of dudes, shouldn't, you're not looking. Yeah. So, you know, line of sight is probably not the issue, but that kind of is the, you know, do I stare at the ceiling? What do I do? Because my first question is, I'm sure everybody who was listening was going to wonder, was, you know, how hot is she?
And apparently, pretty attractive.
Yeah, kind of smoking hot. Yeah.
Heather?
Wild move. Totally wild move, right? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What is she hoping for? Like, what is she, what was, what's her purpose? What does she want out of all this?
I don't want to make any assumptions, but if she is that comfortable doing that, maybe she's not into dudes.
Yeah. Is it a power thing?
Maybe, like, she's not, or maybe she's really into dudes and she's hoping, I don't know. Like, what is, what?
I don't know. So, I mean, is there a single guy on the team? Maybe he should, you know, if so inclined, ask her out.
You can't make a move in the shower while you're both naked.
Well, no,
right?
That's not what I'm talking about.
You're saying,
hey, afterwards, you want to go grab dinner? and, you know, gauge the reaction. Maybe she is into dudes. Maybe it's a great opportunity.
Maybe she's like, you creep. But then it's like mixed signals, maybe.
You creep.
Yeah.
You're the creep.
Who's the creep here, John?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
No, that's a bold move there.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, that's Dear John. It's 97.1.